The second part of that gospel sounds a little bit harsh. We're unprofitable servants. But I think in one sense, you can look at it and say, well, the servant of the Lord is Christ, who profits us for salvation. In that regard, I can't profit my own salvation, and neither can you. So we are unprofitable servants in that regard. But we're profitable because of him who saves us. I want to focus more on the first part of that gospel. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, when I first read or hear those words of the Lord, in my own weakness and insecurity, my first thought goes to, well, I think I have faith. Am I doing it wrong? Or then I get down on myself for not having enough faith, even the size of a mustard seed. I don't have enough faith. How do I get more faith? Any of you ever have similar thoughts? My faith is not enough. It's not good enough. It's not whatever enough. Notice that both of those thoughts put who at the center of faith? Me. I must be doing it wrong. I don't have enough faith. But faith is about putting God at the center, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit at the center. Not you, and certainly not me. Our first reading from Habakkuk helps illuminate the gospel a little bit. Habakkuk is lamenting the evils that surround him, the violence that goes unchecked. And he cries out to God for justice. A good thing to do, in itself, an act of faith. And we really need to pay attention to God's response. Write down the vision clearly so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. First, God says, write down the vision. Write down the truth. Write down the justice that is needed. Why write it down? Because the fulfillment of the vision comes in its own time. Write it down so we don't forget. Write it down so that we can praise the Lord when it comes true. For the vision will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. Faith puts God and God's will and timing at the center, not me and mine. Faith believes in God's justice to the point of writing down the Lord's promise because we believe in it so much. And faith waits for the Lord to fulfill his word. How long are we willing to wait for the Lord? In other words, how long will our faith endure? But also, how deeply are we searching for his will as opposed to simply putting our will onto him? You know, if we feel strongly that something is God's will, then write it down and do what you need to do, but wait for the Lord to fulfill it. Trust that he will fulfill his promises. In this gospel, I think we also need to look a little more closely at what Jesus says. When he says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, he's not scolding them or chastising them. The apostles just asked him to increase their faith. That's one of the best prayers any of us can make. And Jesus isn't putting them down for making a request like that. Rather, what he's saying is that, oh, the Heavenly Father will act and respond to you no matter how small your faith is. He's saying that the Heavenly Father will pounce on any act of faith no matter how small it is. But that's the key. We have to act on our faith no matter how small it is. If you're given a mustard seed, one mustard seed, tiny little thing, tiny, tiny little thing, what do you do with it? What am I supposed to do with one lousy mustard seed? It's not good for anything. I throw it away. Or maybe we think, well, it's too small for us. And we just put it in a drawer. But Jesus says, no. You take that one tiny seed and you plant it in the ground, it grows into a great bush. But you have to plant it and water it. If the Lord has given you some gift of faith, no matter how small, that faith is useless unless you act on it. Plant it, water it, write it down, share it with others, act on it, and wait on it like you really believe it. In a previous assignment of mine, there was a lady who needed an annulment, and I kept encouraging her to work on it. But I also knew that it was up to her. I couldn't do it for her. But I kept praying for her. And from time to time, gently encouraging her. And it took a long time. But she finished it. She got the annulment. And on the day we validated her civil marriage, she gave me a card that I still have, in which she wrote, "I'm not sure my soul is worth saving, but I'll always be thankful that you tried. And I'll try to live a life worthy of such a gift." Worthy of such a gift. I knew she needed the annulment, and I never gave up on her. I knew I had to wait for her and the Lord's working in her. And the vision had its time and came to fulfillment in a way that still brings tears to my eyes today. What's your mustard seed? What are you believing in, hoping for, longing for? Is it truly of God or simply something that you want? And importantly, have you surrendered it to God? Have you said, "I'll do what I need to do. I'll do what I can. But Lord, this is up to you. And I will trust in you and wait for you." Have you planted your seed, caring for it, watering it, but realizing and trusting that God alone can give the growth? Now, on the other hand, what's your mulberry tree that the mustard seed, the act of faith, can uproot? What's the device that needs to be uprooted in our lives and cast into the sea? Like Jesus casting the demoniac swine into the sea, use your faith, the power of Jesus, to cast your vices back to the demonic hell from which they came. In faith, even the size of a mustard seed, the Lord can uproot our vices, our mulberry trees, and grow our virtues. Even if our faith is no bigger than a mustard seed, act on it, plant it, and water it, and the Lord will transform our lives. The power of the Lord will bring His vision for our lives to fulfillment. Don't just wait for it, believe it. So here's the homework for the week. Write down, what is your mustard seed and what is your mulberry tree? What's the gift of faith God has given you? And what's the vice or the vices that you need to let Him uproot in you? However big or small your faith, don't sit on it. Act on it and believe in it.